Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. You always find a really cool way to introduce stuff.
Yes, I know.
Thank you.
Not intentionally, but yeah. Thank you, God. Appreciate that.
All right. Time now for our Flubble montage. AJ?
Sounds like it already started.
That is true.
Yes. But a Flubble... Good.
Chaz and AJ. Connecticut Lottery Second Chance. Flubble montage.
Recent high school sports, coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. That's your Chaz and AJ Mazda Milford Traffic Report.
What's a Mazda?
WindowNation.com. How do you spell window?
W-I-N-D-O.
Yes. Nation?
W. You said yes before I finished.
Yeah, I wasn't listening to you.
Okay. Get two free windows every two you buy. No down payment. No payments and pay no interest. Give me some, damn it, for my tank of gas.
25 cents. Yeah, I hear you.
I'm just yelling you. I'm yelling through you, not at you. You.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
AJ.
I stopped. I cut short because I knew this moron beyond. The guy, it's AJ. You know, someday we're going to have a party in the station. I'm going to meet that guy and there's going to be a problem.
Why didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was bad balloon pilot.
Bad balloon pilot.
It really was.
You gotta check for a gas leak in that room.
Which would have made me bleed out in that time.
Right. You want me talking on the phone? Yeah, I got you.
So finally, when I get to the hospital,
he would be talking to us.
We're not be talking to us on the phone right now, yes.
Like from heaven.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hey, good call. Yep. All right. Yep. See ya. You won. Ronnie in Middletown. See you Friday. Hey. Gotta spell off.
At the end, because the two brainiacs met together, so they had to decide which one had the extra chromosome.
Oh my God!
Phil is shaking his head. No.
Yeah. So, but I had braces on my feet every night to bed till I was 13.
Holy crap!
How do you sleep like that?
Yeah.
A lot of noise, right? Like there's like a sword fight going on under your sheets.
All right.
Hey. Yeah.
Thank you, AJ.
Today.
All right, up next, Boss Keith's top five Connecticut laws that are stupid.
Oh, damn it! Or visit ccpg.org/chat.
Yeah, the video does suck. He's sitting in the rain, isn't he?
He had to kill himself, wasn't he? Like, he's going to drown himself or something like that?
Phil's writing something down right now.
I'm sure he's writing down how hard it took me to get that sentence out. I'm making the same sound when I got my hands around his throat.
La Mirage.
Saying it backwards, or?
I was saying it frontwards, then my mouth decided to do it backwards.
Boom. So when you type in the keyword Chaz on highsteaks.com, you will see delicious caramel apple tartlets. Type Chaz, C-H-A-Z in the search bar, and the delicious caramel apple tartlets. Make sure you say pronunciation that one, otherwise it's Tom G calls. OmahaSteaks.com, type the word Chaz, C-H-A-Z, in the search bar. I was so close. Mostly sunny, so it's not a washout today. That'll happen halfway afternoon.
Just heard AJ do the weather forecast.
Yep.
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain, but it's going to be nice later on. Just get past the beginning part of the day. Good.
Yeah, that's the news. The quality of it now, that ounce and a half would last like 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
Inmate steals little girl's bike in escape attempt.
That's low.
When the apprehendment is, his pant leg get caught in the chain? Same shape of the can.
So people want variety, so it's like, all right, different label.
I want ready whip. Okay, in that case, you're going to pay like, $9. Whatever.
Are you sugared out right now?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. Not going to lie. Caffeine, sugar, yep. I'm like the worst child right now.
You're the worst child.
She didn't even clean up the stuff. I cleaned my stuff up. She left it on the floor.
The current average price for a gallon of gas is $4.87, up 4 cents from Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched one station go up 9 cents in an hour.
Who watches this? How do you do all this?
They have the sign. You know, it says it's whatever price.
Look, I'm watching the car in front of me.
Well, this time you can actually observe as you're going by. But I was going by, it was like one price, and it was 9 cents.
If you're just joining us, AJ sugared up on whipped cream.
It was nine it was 9 cents higher an hour later. I thought there was an extra drum kick right there.
A what?
Drum kick.
A brum? What?
Gumdrop.
No one said anything. Right. No one said a damn thing. I'm going to find that pen. I'm going to rip it out of your friggin' hands and stuff your nose.
It's the Chaz and AJ barbecue, and most of that title is incorrect.
Right.
I'm joking.
I think the word and. I think the word and is correct.
Lucky twice over, and the resulting injuries were not reportedly to be reproductively catastrophic.
Oh, good. Sure. Okay, so no, didn't get hurt down there.
Mm.
Maybe a little sting.
Interesting way to say he still has his junk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
I like this judge's decision final.
Right.
I like that.
This is awesome. So we're still alive right now.
Tough talking Tuesday.
Tough talk Tuesday.
Tuesday right around here.
Tired talk Tuesday.
This is the coma effect right now. Well, this LIV, what do we know about them?
I know Phil Mickelson has been like recruiting people, so he's a big part of it.
He was supposed to keep an eye out for an iceberg.
Wait, JFK.
Right.
Do not, whatever that line is.
That's all your country gives you?
Yeah. You missed that line? That's exactly what would happen to Phil in a lightning storm. Like, he'd get hit, and then his head would just pop open.
Right.
His brain.
Brain.
Then the driver crashes, jumps off a bridge, and drowns.
That wasn't in the plan, probably.
Probably wasn't
in the plan.
I have an iPhone 11.
Ask your phone. Go ahead.
Ask it what?
Well, you were just asking.
What did I ask?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
How can I download... You know what? Come on. What the hell am I saying? What am I telling her? What am I telling her?
I would watch
Steve,
a road trip
help me
movie
out here.
Of you and Siri driving
help
across
out,
the country.
Help me out, Steve. I know you live.
I'm sweating.
I could have done just that whole segment. That was the best part of it. But AJ was Siri is my favorite thing of all time.
I really, really had no idea I was supposed to ask it. No idea.
It all goodbye.
Yeah.
Boy, that was fun. Back hurts. I broke a sweat.
My tummy hurts.
Brian Foley, who we met when he was the deputy chief of police of Hartford.
Yes.
Then he went on to be the assistant to the safety commissioner of the state.
Thing. Yeah.
It was a big job. Basically, anyone in the state police would talk to him, and then Brian would talk to his boss, and that's as high as it went.
His business card was the entire title.
Right.
Info in the back. Long, yeah.
But we've known him for so long. We're so happy and proud. Oh, then he had the TV run.
Right.
Right, between police and the state job.
Right, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Opened a can of beans, boom, there he was.
Yep. Brian Foley, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Good morning. Don't forget the glamorous run at Fox 61.
Yes. Yes, and you did good. You did good. Ratings through the roof. Yep.
Thanks a lot, guys. Good morning.
So what are you, the town council person of Tolland?
Well, in the town of Tolland, it's a town manager, town council format, and I serve, I applied for the town manager position, and I serve at the pleasure of council and in the town of Tolland, yes, and it was announced yesterday. I'm very fortunate, very lucky. Tolland is my hometown. That's where I was born, raised.
Wow.
You know, my office is literally my third and fourth grade school, and I'm very honored, and I'm sad to leave the state, and I loved my job. I wasn't looking for a new job. I loved working for the commissioner, and as you guys know, I love what I do, but this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go home and be in my hometown, and my commute is now down to about 3 minutes.
Wow.
Man.
It's like a Simon and Garfunkel song. Just picturing, as he's going to work.
Yeah, that's the soundtrack now, yeah.
And here's to you, Brian Foley-son.
It's tough leaving, where I've been out in front of everything, but I'm really excited to go home. I'm so lucky that council selected me, and it was a how small town politics can be. It was a bumpy process, but I'm happy to be where I landed.
Town manager, that job has more power many times than a mayor.
Yeah.
You know what, Chaz? You know what someone said to me once? You know, they said, do you know who likes the town manager? I said, who? They said, absolutely nobody.
Oh.
And I said, all right, fair enough. I said, do you know who likes the Hartford police in Hartford? And they said, who? I said, absolutely no one did, but right. I fixed that way back when. Right. We're going to try to do the same thing. And, you know, it's just such a weird time right now where I'm sure you guys have neighborhood Facebook pages where everyone's just at each other. And I am an unaffiliated voter. You guys don't know which way I vote. No one knows what side of the fence I sit
we
on.
We don't.
Exactly. And likewise to you guys, and to some degree.
Everybody knows.
Right. We're obvious, but
that's okay.
You.
We're friends with everybody. We just have our own opinion.
Exactly right.
That's great about this country.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. But I think there's some value in being an unaffiliated voter these days. And that was one of the things I said, is that I want to be a centering voice and a voice of unity in the town. And I think that that's kind of where we're going to move from. And everyone on council is great. I know so many of them. We'll see what happens. You know, I hope I can meet expectations in the town, but I'll be there.
Brian Foley's on. He's now the town manager of Talon.
Yeah. And
we've been friends with him. I want to say 20 years.
Yeah, good 15. Have you guys ever been to Talon? You have. If you've ever been to UConn, you've been through Talon, most likely.
I'm sure I have.
What?
I'm going to get to that in a second. A couple of things you mentioned. One, at the beginning of this, you said you serve at the pleasure of the town council. Does that mean at any given point in your run, they can have a vote to remove you?
Oh, that ain't good.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yep, that's exactly. Yeah, so
okay.
I guess if it gets to be too much, yes, they can pull me out at any time. I'm looking to avoid that, though.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But this is so. And then the other thing is this town council that could vote you out. And you said that you went to the third and fourth grade in this town. Have you known some of these people your whole life?
Yeah, some. One is actually a state prosecutor in my field. One works at the Capitol. One's a state rep. It's a wide variety of people. You know, and Talon's a small town, and everybody knows everybody. In fact, I had to actually fill out a job application, and in the application they said, do you know anyone that works at the town of Talon?
Yeah, like everyone. You
know, like, name them. Yeah,
yeah, I'll name the two people I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Can I write an essay?
Picturing bird's eye.
I said to the HR guy, like, hey, man, you know, can you give me a list of everyone that works in town so I can answer this question honestly? But it's a small town, and I'm very fortunate. And, you know, the old lieutenant governor, I don't know if you remember Nancy Wyman, she's from town as well.
Oh.
And exactly. So, like, she put Talon on the map, and I'm hoping to keep it on the map. And
in a good way.
You know, in a good way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We just got our first drive-through, if you can believe that.
Really?
Two or three years ago, the first drive-through. And it was at a Dunkin' Donuts, and it was to much debate. And again, these neighborhood Facebook pages are just so divisive, and everyone just lashes out at each other, and it's just a tough time. I'm hoping I can bring some civility to everything.
Those pages, I don't think you should pay attention to, because those are the 1% of people that just want to stir the pot and get attention.
Yep. Yeah.
The rest of the people that are living their lives are fine. They're not posting on there.
No.
No normal person. People will go there to get information like, oh, there's a fair this weekend.
Or that's what they're building on the corner.
Yeah, but the people that are complaining on there.
Right.
Those aren't the people to pay attention to.
No,
right?
Basements need hot pockets. Yep.
You hit the nail right in the head. I'm going to steal your material and use that exact line. That's exactly how it is. It's such a small percentage of the people that creates so much divisiveness, and it's just indicative of the entire society right now.
Are you
now.
Tweeting out right
Were
now?
Were you hitting the head? You're a bird.
I hear the bird real loud. Brian Foley's on.
I am outside, yeah.
Good friend of the show, and he just named town manager of his hometown of Talon, which is very exciting. Is that a full-time job?
It is a full-time job, but
great.
The way the town is up, guys, are like this, is it's Monday through Thursday.
What?
You know, about
what?
Perfect.
About an hour day Monday through Wednesday, and then like a 12-hour day on Thursdays, and then Fridays are off.
Nice.
And it works pretty good for the town. No complaints at all. Been that way for a while now, so I'm happy and looking forward to it. I can't imagine I'm taking Fridays off. I just can't at this point, as I don't, you know, know, you guys know. You guys call me anytime I'm here. I'll go in on Fridays, but I look forward. I wasn't looking to leave my job either. The commissioner was great to me. He's such a great leader for all of us in the state. I'm, you know, I have no sales to him anymore. I'm leaving, but that is a guy we all should feel safe with having running the helm. He's, again, like myself, not political. Makes his decisions based on, you know, we watch what happens like around the country, and the minute it pops up on the news, we're not talking politics. We're talking how can we keep Connecticut safe here? How is this going to affect Connecticut? What's coming next? And literally those exact conversations, and I hate to bring up what happened in Texas, but that's literally what happened. Okay, this is happening. What do we do now? How does it affect us? You know, within the next minute, within the next 5 minutes, within the next 5 days. And that's the kind of person he is. And obviously, I look to try to bring the same balance. Hey,
Brian,
to the town.
Yeah. You know, we're always behind the cops here.
Always.
But that, what happened in Texas, man, that's embarrassing how they handle that, no?
Yeah, I feel bad for the line cops that were in there, that went in the building, and then were told to do what they had to do.
What do you mean?
I mean, to have to live with a decision from someone over your head. That's what I mean.
Oh, the ones that didn't go in.
Right, that were told not to.
Yeah, so, you know, there's been different timelines, but I think the timeline now is 77 minutes they stood out there waiting to go in.
Yep, heavy are the shoulders, and I feel bad for the line cop that didn't have the purview, that was just taking orders, ready to do what he had to do. You know, and in Connecticut, we all train to go in and eliminate the threat, period, or die trying, to much peril.
Let me ask you something. After Sandy Hook and after some of these other school shootings, there was this deal that, you know, in a hostage situation, we wait, we get the right people there, we have a conversation. But school shootings, the plan's going to be to go right in. How did they?
I remember when they announced that training to police and in post, they officially went to it about 2018, 2019. Post is a academy in Connecticut, and when they announced that, I remember I almost like gasped, like, "Wow, they're literally telling cops you're there to die if you can't get rid of that threat."
Yeah,
and it was accepted. There was you know, so
they're unarmed children.
Yeah,
and some of them need medical attention immediately, and it's 3 minutes could be life or death.
Someone's got to help them.
Everyone
agrees that's what you have to do.
Yeah. So, listen, the cops that were standing around watching their superior murder William Floyd, they're being prosecuted for that.
Yeah, and in Connecticut we have a law also now that is very similar to that, where if you stand passively by and watch something, obviously that's to a very high degree, but even at a smaller degree, your job, you have a duty to report. And 30 years ago, that was frowned upon in the police locker room. And thank God it's over. And that's, you know, that's a part of the, if you look at the last, what's someone asked me, Dennis House yesterday asked, what's changed the most in the last, you know, 30 years of police work? It's the cameras, period. And it's brought accountability. And I hate to say it, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
I really do. I believe it's a good thing.
But also, we're playing gotcha. And, you know, the only time we see you folks in action is when it's not good.
Yeah.
And it's like, see, told you so. They're not good. Well,
so many good things to do.
I was reading that story in Texas. I'm like, man, if I was a cop, I would have went in. Like, I don't care what, you know, I know you're my boss, but I'm going in.
Yell
sorry.
Me later, yeah.
We're going in.
Yeah.
Every cop I know in their mind, at least here in the state, we've already visualized how we would do it. If you look in Hartford, the Jesse Campbell killings, he shot three women in the head. I was the first one on scene there. Three women shot in the head, laid out on the sidewalk on Sargent Street in Hartford. And he had run back in the house, and there was a lady screaming. He just went inside. And I was standing there alone as my partner came up, and what do? We went in. And do I provide first aid to this person? You know, what do I do? It's just such a horrifying situation. Every cop in Connecticut trains to go in. You go in, you eliminate the threat or die trying. It's a heavy thing to say, But that's where we are. And I feel bad for everyone in Texas, everyone that has to live with that, every cop down there that has to live with that, the family. It's just a horrible situation.
Yeah.
Just horrible. And, you know, so many people wanted me to talk about it like right away. And it's just like, I kind of want to wait for the facts.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Can we wait for it? I feel bad for the, you know, the cops that were ordered not to go in or just to hold their position and hold the door. And
brutal.
They're gonna live with that.
Brutal.
Yep. It's a brutal 50 years for the rest of your life. And so many lessons learned coming out of there. Look at you guys. After every single police school shooting, everyone, the cops get the after action report all over the country. And you learn and you study. It's like, you know, I hate to compare it to sports or football, but you get that report and you look at it and you train based on what they learned there. And there's just going to be a litany of lessons learned.
The problem is that it was already learned.
Yeah.
It was already learned. That's the problem. It was already established. Yep. When someone like me knows that, okay, the plan is to arrive and go right in,
Yeah. Not
to wait, just go right in. Anyway, I don't want to harp on that. It's just I just wanted to get your take on it.
And then the communications, Chaz, after with the cops and how they communicated what happened, what went wrong. It just got bungled, and then people lose trust in the police, and you know, just sitting back and watching, it was just so hard to process. It's like, hop, and like, this is, you know, now we're getting blamed, police.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this, the school security in the town of Tolland, we have some great experts. The buildings are great.
You have a police department there?
We don't. We have a couple of school resource officers, and we have the resident trooper program on the Connecticut State Police, and their family.
What's the population in Tolland?
15,000.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Decent size.
It's
good
not
chunk.
Bad.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty good.
Yep. A lot of birthday
it's
cards.
A great town, but, you know, my mom lives in town still, so I have one critic.
Oh, boy.
So someone tell you, I'm going to tell you
Brian, it's your mother.
Right.
That street light hasn't been fixed yet, Brian. Are you going to come over and do that? And my lawn needs to be mowed.
Right. There's a puddle for the house, honey. Do something with that.
Yeah, that's great.
And
that
bring me
great.
Some hot dogs.
Hey, is that the town manager being pulled by his ear? Who's that woman?
The real town manager.
Exactly. Yep.
You know what your mother's going to get when she's out at the market?
Right. Oh.
Hey, can you tell your son?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Now they got an in. Now they got an in. Yeah, exactly.
Now they have an in.
Right. That's, yeah.
They have political clout now.
Want that stop sign, damn it.
Brian, before we let you go, you know, we're excited for your success.
Yes.
What is in Tolland? Why would we not just drive through?
Oh, yeah.
Besides the drive through.
Right.
Okay, so that was a big deal. What's great about Tolland is easily the school system, and it's a great place to live. It's very affordable to live there, and it's right on 84. That, you know, when you look to, you know, how long does it take to get to a highway? And out that end of the state, you can drive
great.
For a while. Yep. And it's just it's a great, great town, but the school system's just so strong there, and the quality of life and the services are great. I'll look to improve on that. But they're already doing a great job.
You got any restaurants there we'd want to go to?
Any nightlife to live? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. I don't want you guys to Google what's in Tolland. And I'm not going to say it here, but there is something in Tolland sticking out there. But
a Hooters?
Worse.
Worse than a Hooters.
Worse than a Hooters.
Strip joint?
Rods? No.
Yep. And you know, it's been there since about 70s or 80s.
But wait, I ask you about a restaurant, and you say a strip joint. Is that the only place you got to eat there?
Well, they have free lunch on Tuesdays.
I'm just looking for a beer and a burger.
Dinner and a show.
What kind of burger?
Camille's is great, and Papa T's are the absolute best.
Great.
And Camille's is like that wood-fired pizza, which is fantastic. But we look to build on it and start getting some more restaurants in there. Like I said, if you've been to UConn, you more than likely come right through Tolland.
Hmm. I can't wait to visit.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the properties there. You got some nice places out in Tolland.
Look at that.
Brian Foley, who we've known forever.
Yes.
He was at one of our St. Patrick's Day broadcasts. He was the first one to drop a beer.
Yes.
All right.
Well, that's for good luck.
Really?
That was for good luck.
It was like
5:45 in the morning, right, and then there was a chalk body outline around the beer.
Somebody was down. You guys actually got someone to pass out by about 6:45 in the morning.
I think that was our engineer, too. Yeah.
It took a while, but we did it.
Brian, congratulations.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much. Right. I'm still here. If you need anything, always call me.
Awesome. Right. Talk to you soon. Brian Foley, the new town manager of Tolland, Chip in Newington.
I travel to Merritt on a regular basis, and I'm going to work one day, and there's probably a 10-point buck on the side of the road that somebody had hit, and the way the carcass was lying, it was like it was just sitting there with your head watching you as you drove by. There's there. No, it gets better. On my way home from work, the carcass is still there, but somebody cut the head off.
Oh. I would have just turned it. I would have turned it in a different position every day.
Hang a bronze, like they do bars.
So we're sitting there with no head. So someone's probably got it mounted on their wall, bragging about their deer story.
Yeah, really. I shot this one in the mirror.
I took it out with a Volvo.
Yeah, really. What'd you use, Volvo?
Volvo.
Put it on the hood of a car.
Right.
Oh, that's great, Chip. You're in the running for the Alice Cooper tickets. Thank you.
Thank you.
Comedian Don Figgs in studio. We're taking the wild thing you saw while the wild thing you saw while driving stories, and everybody on gets in the running for Alice Cooper tickets. Mark and Meriden.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. I got a good one. I got driving up to Wellington, and I saw two deers on the side, a little bit off to the side of the highway.
Hold on. Can you talk into the mouthpiece?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. Better.
I was driving trucking toward by Wellington. And I saw two deers on the side of the highway mating, I should say.
Wow. Well,
I don't want to break any.
They were stuck in traffic. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, believe it or not, everybody was slowing down to watch this. It was funny.
What do you do for $2? You know? There you go.
You don't see that every day.
Yes. Right.
No, they were up by the tree line, but they were in outside the tree line, no?
You know what she's going, can anybody see? No, we're good, we're good. No, it's okay, don't worry. No one can see.
Great.
I'll be
the man, no one can see us, man. It's good, it's okay. Don't worry about it, it's okay. Oh, come on, I love you so much. Come on, I love you so much.
I love you, baby.
Yeah. This was a fall, about 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago.
That's funny.
It is.
What if he gets stuck?
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Dear. You're just walking around like that for the rest of your life?
Exactly right. That's why I become real annoyed at each other. Yeah. You know, you're really on my back all the time. Shut up.
Get off my back. I'm trying.
Not like I want to be here.
Wife's complaining about the husband, right?
Right.
Thank you, Mark. You're in the running for the Alice Cooper tickets.
Give me some space.
Appreciate you.
Give me some space.
Jay in Cheshire.
Hey, yeah. Yep. I was, hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I was driving in Bethany one time. Saw a bunch of pigs running across the road, realized where I was, realized they were a friend of mine. So I called him. He told me he was about an hour out of town. So I had to stick around and wrangle his pigs for him.
Yeah, there's this big wolf chasing him. Luckily, all ran to this brick building.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to put on those long rubber boots.
Right.
Me and my little piggy go out in the field.
The first was made out of straw. That didn't work.
Yeah, it took us about 45 minutes to get them wrangled up.
Wow. How many?
Where we were in Bethany, the state police barracks is right there. So the state police came and there was a cop helping us. It was funny.
I know what spot you're talking about. What, how many pigs?
I had to be 6 or 8 of them, probably.
That's a lot. I would just say, free drinks and there's a band.
And they weren't small. They weren't the small kind of pigs. They were the real big ones, maybe 600-700 pounds.
Big pigs. They've been around for a while.
Yeah. Have a nice day, guys.
All right, thank you. You're in the running.
Sounds like a weekend, actually.
There's the pig call.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a professional pig caller on once?
Heep, heep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you look up that?
Pick.
Yeah. No, it's like we've had one. I can't do it, but it's Suey yelled really
Suey!
Suey!
Right.
Is that legit?
And then they say something after that. Or it's a whole deal.
Or you say, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah. Drinks around the house.
Right. Oh. Come on, pig. Piggy. Come on, piggy. No, that's the next morning.
That's
when you wake up and look over.
And you want to chew your arm off.
How does this damn door open?
you know, towns do these as like a competition, like people can win. So right. there's yeah. some kind of skill that people are, I just hear yelling, but they're looking for something specific, I
there
guess.
Is something to it.
Yeah.
It's like yodeling.
Somebody made a metal version of these recently, I think.
Oh, really?
Want to hear that?
Is it green jello by any chance?
Little pig, let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Then I'm huffing. I'm blowing that house down.
That was a great song.
Then I do my dance and I spin it all around.
With that stupid video.
Oh, my God. Dun,
dun. We're waiting for it to come around on the guitar.
Yes, we is.
Since you guys are clapping, can I get a clap? Like a steady clap? Like...
There we go.
Sounds like the screaming goat.
It's a band called the Desperates. Happening up there.
There's 3 minutes left of this. This guy had so much fun making this.
It just sounds like a shower scene in prison.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't want to hear that when you're walking in the woods.
No, you do not. No. Damn, Danny, take him off.
Boston John.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Here,
hey, so I was driving up to the White Mountains in New Hampshire in the middle of a blizzard. The roads were barely open, one lane, and I'm just trucking along. Out of nowhere comes this moose, and the moose was racing right along with me.
Hello.
It was going maybe 30 miles an hour in about 4 feet of snow, and it kept up with me for about, I don't know, 2 miles.
That's pretty cool.
And the flying squirrel in front is pretty cool, too.
Hey, Rocky, hurry up.
Hey. I'm going to see you guys tonight at the show, right? You going to be there?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm so excited about this show.
At some point, yes. Yep.
All right. I'll see you there. You guys have a great Friday.
All right, brother. You too.
Piggy.
I'm going to be doing that all day. Piggy. Budden Strafford.
The podiatrist.
Piggy. Good morning, everyone.
Counting toes.
Piggy. How many pedicures did you do?
Piggy. It's a pedicure. How much work do I have today?
It's a full day.
Bud and Strafford.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
It was about 15 years ago, another Parkway story, driving through Stratford, middle of the day, the kind of things you don't expect to see. You catch something up ahead, and you're like, okay, it's not a deer. This creature was running. It not a dog as I'm getting closer. A cow running northbound in Stratford on the Merritt Parkway.
It's moving through traffic. Ooh.
You sure it wasn't a...
Piggy.
Gonna do it all day. Gonna do it all day. Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yep. And that's it's
and hoping to see you guys tonight. Still trying to score tickets.
Oh yeah, good luck. The last time we checked with Jimmy yesterday, there were 400 tickets. So I'm guessing a lot less now. Good luck.
Not a lot left, but I'll be there somehow.
Excellent.
Hey, have a great day, guys.
Right, you too. Thank
you, brother.
That'll be my head too.
Karen in Fairfield.
Good morning. Last year I was driving to South Carolina, and I might have been in Virginia. I'm not even sure where it was. Virginia area. And I was using the Waze app, and the Waze said animal on side of the road ahead.
So, does it do that?
I didn't know that.
That's pretty elaborate.
Wow.
Yeah, it does. So you're waiting to see maybe a dead donk or something. But I kid you not, a naked man on the side of the road picking his toes.
What picking his what? Piggy, piggy.
His toes.
What?
Toes.
His piggy, piggy, piggy,
his
piggy, piggy,
toes piggy, 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 his
piggy, piggy. Is it piggy?
Oh, it was disgusting, but it was...
Nose or toes?
Yeah, which one was it?
His toes.
His toes.
Picking his toes.
Right, right.
What was in there?
I'm guessing toe jam.
Nasty. Yeah. It was so nasty.
Piggy, 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 piggy.
But the way
he was picking his...
Piggy, 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 piggy.
Piggy, piggy, piggy.
Piggy, 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 piggy. It's almost an animal. Well, I guess he was an animal, really.
Yeah, you drive by the Waves app.
Right.
Say, Waves app, what's he doing?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is disturbing, weird, but you have to look.
Yeah. And how accurate Waves is.
Yeah. Wasn't AJ down there at that time?
Piggy, 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 piggy.
You know, no one see that. Thank you. Me naked,
playing with his toes.
I just wonder if he stepped in something. Like, why would you? You're naked on the side of the road.
Yeah,
that could be for a number of reasons, but why right there? Then
right.
I picked the toe. It was like, dog poop.
Yeah, I just noticed. I just noticed there's something, a blemish in between my toes over here. I got to take care of this.
Like that's the biggest problem.
Right,
like, that is not the biggest problem.
Yeah, not the fact you're completely naked.
Yeah,
right. I got a spot of dirt between my toe 2 and 3. Yeah.
It's like, where's my pants? Maybe they're between my
piggy toes.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, top five.
All right, here are my top five thoughts leading into the Chaz and AJ summer barbecue happening tonight. Number five, I want everyone to complain to me that there's actually no free barbecue. We have never said free barbecue. So listen, dickheads. If you look at if you go to
that's to us, by the way.
Yeah, that's not to the listeners. Right, it's to you guys. So if you go to Governor's Ball, is the governor there? If you go to the Electric Daisy Carnival, are there daisies? If you go to the Electric Zoo Festival, do they have animals? The answer to all these questions is no. It's just a fun name. And by the way, the venue sells barbecue.
Yeah.
So I don't want one person, not one person to go, where's the free barbecue, man? Nope. Does the Firefly Festival have fireflies?
It might.
And what the hell's a Lollapalooza?
It could.
No, it doesn't. So I'm right. And
Lollapalooza is that giant lollipop, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So the only one you've got is Burning Man. At the end of Burning Man, they build like a man and they light it on fire.
They named it Keith.
Very funny. Yeah, you're right. It's early. I'm only at number five.
Wow.
Oh, I got to calm down.
All right, cool.
My mayor was on, though. That was fun.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Yes,
about you.
Noise ordinance. Right. I'm in a weather suit.
What's this guy in my town?
Come to find out, he doesn't get paid. That's weird. All right, number four. I'm really interested in this. So they play David Lee Roth Van Halen songs, which I thought was interesting. I didn't realize that.
This tour.
Yes. So I'm really interested in the reaction. So they either play Running with the Devil or Ain't Talking About Love.
That one.
I'm really interested in the reaction of the crowd because I'm wondering if people are going to know that that is not a Sammy Hagar song. So at Foreigner, I did this experiment of Foreigner. People didn't realize it wasn't any of the real members of Foreigner. Everyone was like, yeah, Foreigner, the best time. I go, there's not one original member on this stage.
No, it is a tribute.
They're all
band.
Foreigners.
Right. Literally. So do you think... What percentage of the crowd do you think will know that that is not a Sammy Hagar song?
Very, very high percentage because it was one of the biggest lead singer switches of a band in the history of rock music.
Mm. Well, we're going to look, and I'm going to ask whoever's next to me, and I'm going to say, do you know that that's not their song? And that guy will say, stop talking to me, sir. Please, cut it out.
I don't understand, man.
Number three, we're going to play a little game around the room here.
Oh, no.
Ooh, a game.
It's over, under. I'm going to name a number, and you're going to tell me if it's under or over. The price of a big Coors Light at the venue tonight. I'm setting the number at $11, remembering that it cost me $5 a gallon to get here today. $11 over or under, AJ?
Under.
Under. Phil?
Definitely over.
Chaz?
Right on the money.
At 11.
Ashley?
Over.
It's 100% the over. It's going to be a $15 Coors Light.
I was thinking least 14.
$14.50.
I was thinking $9 is Coors Light.
$9, I'm having 8.
It's Coors Light.
I don't know. We'll see. The inflation. The world's upside down, AJ.
Okay. That's what you forget. So the supply chain. All that matters now.
Yeah, but water's still free.
Coors Light's
do
fun.
You know,
smooth.
Do you know if that's really the price?
No, I don't. That's the game.
Oh. I got pulled up on
I'm
top.
Taking the over. You're taking even, which I guess you can't even bet if we were really betting.
We won't even know until...
We're going to know tonight.
Oh, I thought this was a game we would have the answer.
No, it's more fun my way. So we're going to go, and I'm going to take a picture of it, and then I'm going to send it to you all and say, like, oh, Keith was right again.
I got pulled over by a cop. He's even drinking. And Coors Light goes, I can go.
I like Coors Light. It's relaxing. It's like a fun summertime beer.
Meh, it's fine.
I mean, I like IPAs, but if I drink three IPAs, I have no control of myself anymore.
That sounds fun.
Like, and I have to be in a safe place.
Well, are you in control now?
Who are you calling?
Bozzy, I bet.
No. But,
like,
Howard.
Jimmy?
Howard.
I'm going to get in trouble.
No. We'll tell somebody else.
I'm not going
to see you get yelled at.
It's all Keith's fault.
We'll tell Alan did it.
Yeah. Poor Alan.
Right. This is Alan's bit.
Yeah, I come up as blocked calls. So I don't think owner of the amphitheater's going to pick up.
Sorry, I'm not here right now.
So this is how I know you're calling me, because only you and my parents have blocked calls. I was like, well, it's one of these two people, so I should answer this. Number two, the most important question of the night, will they do them right? That is my number one issue with all bands. So despite what Ashley will have you believe, Paul McCartney did them wrong. The reviews are terrible for that Fenway Park show. Terrible. He doesn't sing them right.
Yes,
the tempo's wrong.
Okay, he's
80 years old.
He's 80.
80.
Maybe forgot.
That's fine. Then you should retire. So I'm interested.
1964.
This is not my problem. Great. Then retire. If you can't do them right, you should retire. Or if you're like Pearl Jam and do them wrong on purpose, you should get stabbed.
You're so lucky.
Wow.
Right. Wearing pants
these
now.
Bands,
should be stabbed.
These bands.
Oh, you're so lucky.
This is going to be another podcast we can't post.
I remembered anything.
Oh, we're going to post this.
I'm saying that if you don't do them right, you shouldn't do them. You shouldn't tour. If you hate your song so much, like Sting hates some of his songs, so he does them wrong on purpose. If you don't want to do them right, then just don't do them or retire.
It's not that he doesn't want to do them right. He just can't hit those notes now.
Okay, then retire. Then stop touring.
But wow, you must hate Radiohead then.
You know, Icy Hot.
Oh, they're cool, though. They do it cool.
That's
different.
Icy Hot.
What if you two also...
You two does it wrong. Oh, no, this is at the end of my bit here. You two also does it wrong. They shouldn't tour either. Bono does U2's Bad, their best song. He does it two octaves lower, with or without you, two octaves lower. Ooh. It's wrong.
He does Stop Bad touring. Badly?
Yeah.
If you listen carefully, you can hear him hemorrhage right now.
I mean, how many cups of coffee have you had?
Stop touring if you're going to do him wrong.
I meant Bono.
But I'm
Wouldn't that be the end of these radio stations? We'd have nothing to do.
I am interested to see if they do them right. Now, if you've watched some of the YouTube videos, which I have, I clearly need other things to do.
Oh, yes, my God.
They do them right. So I'm interested. We'll see.
How many do they have to do right to be happy?
Every single song has to be done correctly.
Paul McCartney did do every single song correctly.
Again, the reviews are bad. Paul McCartney was bad. You were just cocked or whatever. The reviews were bad.
Was it Boston good, media? Because they're among the angriest on the planet.
Right.
They
could
win
Boston
every
media.
Championship.
Yeah,
every
it's like
sport
Philly and then Boston.
Still bitch. Right.
Go Celtics.
They let people walk on the infield. Screw Paul McCartney.
And you ready for number one?
Yes.
Sure, why
not? Okay, so number one. Yeah, I'm sweating.
Yeah, I know.
I'm cranked up. I'll be in that parking lot at 4 if you're looking for that. By the way, I'll have Cheez-Its and Cape Cod potato chips if you want free barbecue, but you can have free Cheez-Its.
Thank you.
How about that? Okay, number one.
I'm going to take up on that.
So at Sticks and Oreo Speedwagon, I counted 10 Chaz and AJ or radio station T-shirts. I'm interested to see how many we see tonight. Your show, I would encourage folks, if they have tickets to this and have a Chaz and AJ T-shirt or a radio station T-shirt, they should wear it tonight. That would be fun.
Cool.
And we'll take a million pictures. So if you're wearing PLR Fox Chaz and AJ T-shirt,
you get free Cheez-Its.
Yeah, I get all the Cheez-Its you want, man. I'll be the pale doughy one in front of my car with Alan. Yeah. I brought a board game to play. It's going to be a time in that parking lot, but that's neither here nor there.
You're
so if you're
life?
Wearing a station shirt or a Chaz and AJ
is
shirt,
is it Jenga?
No, it's called Blockbuster. It looks like an old Blockbuster video game, video cassette, and it's a movie trivia. So come on by.
Oh,
you
great.
Mean VHS?
Last time I showed up, he asked me questions.
Yeah, right. Yeah, ain't that happening?
I walked away so fast.
That's
I'm
funny.
Like, I want to answer questions.
So, yeah, I'll be there. I brought a cooler. I got these Cheez-Its. Oh, it's going to be a time's time. 4 o'clock in that parking lot, everyone.
He went up to the cage. Which country is this? It's like a,
I want to say Thailand or something like that.
They don't have a real cage. You just see they took that, what they put in the cement. The
Indonesia.
Bars.
Indonesia, okay.
Yeah. And they just welded a bunch of bars together and made this cage for him.
Makeshift cage, yeah.
Yeah, it's a makeshift cage.
And it
went
past the, there was like, I guess, an area where he's not supposed to go past it to go to the cage.
Yeah, so he goes over the people border.
Yep.
He goes right up to the cage, starts taunting the orangutan. Orangutan doesn't like it.
No.
It's like, oh.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if the orangutan didn't like it or said, oh, you want to come in?
You're a toy. toy just showed up.
Come closer.
Right.
Yeah, a toy.
Toy just showed up.
You want to wrestle the orangutan?
I'm gonna play with this toy over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is this Boom Boom toy?
Yeah, Boom Boom Smash.
Boom
smash.
Boom Smash Smash.
Boom Boom Smash Smash Snap Snap.
Why is this toy not moving anymore?
Right, someone broke this toy.
Yeah, this one's not fun.
I need another one.
Yeah, there's sticky stuff all over me now.
Yeah. Yuck.
Like a dog rips out the squeaky and the squeaky toy. Yeah,
right.
Oh, this is useless now.
Yeah.
Pulls the skeleton out.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, got it.
The piece came out.
So this thing, well, let's play the audio, then we'll explain what happened. Starts grabbing his shirt.
Yep.
Oh, and it won't let go, yeah.
Right.
Both hands.
Right.
It's like a t-shirt. It's stretching.
Yep. Yeah. Now it's got him by his leg under his knee.
Yeah.
Now he's got his thigh and his shirt.
Sounds like a date.
That's a good one.
Right. Was that the orangutan?
Finally got away.
Yeah.
Somebody helped him.
Yes.
Yeah, God.
Yeah.
But they were not winning that battle.
Yeah, because at one point he's sideways.
Yes.
Something
sideways on
he's
the bar.
Sideways,
the orangutan's trying to pull him through the bar. Yeah. That would have been funny if he folded him into a V as he pulled him through.
Right, right.
But first.
And at one point, there's this friend who, I guess, the cameraman is trying to kick at the orangutan wearing flip-flops. You see, like, boom, boom, right? Yeah.
Should have let him have him.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the animal had him with three of its four limbs at one point.
Yeah.
Good.
And the thing is, the guy had a chance to get away when he was pulling the shirt. Just get out of the shirt. It was a T-shirt. Just drop your arm, pull your head, and just bail.
Well,
who cares about the shirt at that
point?
You're right.
Like, looks like it's summertime anyway. Screw it.
I just wanted to see that thing. Those orangutans are 6 to 7, 8 times as strong as a human.
They're
being.
Very strong. Yeah,
if you Google orangutan kills human, that's interesting.
Yeah, they turned like
that guy's a lucky guy.
He can be an origami. Look, you're a swan. You know,
that's not their only danger. Their bite is extremely dangerous.
Yeah. Really?
They got a big mouth. Yeah.
Well, but can you imagine fighting an MMA fighter who can grab you by the neck with its foot?
It's true.
Punch you with its foot.
This is true.
Punching you here with my feet.
Every limb has equal,
and I'm peeling a banana.
Right. At the same time.
Right,
I'm having lunch and kicking your face.
I'm multitasking. I'm killing you and writing your obituary at the same time. How's that?
And that MMA fighter you're picturing, it's got 5 times the strength as that person.
That's right.
Yeah. They kick you, you stay kicked.
Orangutans also have a strong bite force, almost 4 times the bite force of a human and only slightly lower than that of a lion.
Wow.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Yeah, this guy's
lucky. That's why they tell you not to mess with the animals.
Yeah, leave them alone.
Shouldn't do that anyway.
Well, you remember the movie Anyway, Scrape It Loose with Clint Eastwood and the orangutan? He would tell Clyde, scrap the car, and Clyde would just take the freaking car apart. He'd take the door off, rip the
I forgot about that part. The only thing I remember from that movie is Right Turn Clyde.
Yeah, Right Turn Clyde. Yep.
Google human versus orangutan. It's not pretty. There's some videos on there.
Yeah, I'm good.
That guy's lucky.
Yep.
It wasn't just a pile of blood and a flip-flop.
Nope.
They share 97% of their DNA with humans.
Oh.
That's why I feel so bad for them.
Yeah,
hang on. I'm like, man.
You want to see some of my friends?
Yeah, right.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.